A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
Welcome, good morning. Well, I think into summer we didn't even have a spring. Temperature today is going up to 32 degrees. Now, we start off as usual with those unfortunately who passed away. And thank God there were very, very funerals this past week. And even today there's no funeral. There was Avril Unterslack, Stanley Apple, Fanny Ethel Ezrog. I'll talk about it in a moment. And also Naama Notman. Now, I want to wish the respective families Chaim Tovim Marukim, and may they have no further sorrow. Unfortunately, I wasn't available this weekend, and yesterday as well. I would definitely have been at the funeral for the late Fanny Ethel Ezrock, because I knew the family very well, going back from the days of Jeppy, and that's going back at least 70 years ago, when the son-in-law, Ian Raiders, the grandson of Hessel Krumah, I'm sure very well known in the community, was a city councillor in the 40s and the 50s. And then later on, Ian married the daughter of the late A.B. and Fanny Ezrock, and that's Cecile. And of course, there's the brother Alex, and of course, the other daughter married to Kelmick. I remember that family from Kensington. And of course, Fanny was an absolutely wonderful lady to her fingertips. They lived in Christine Street there in Cyrildene, I remember, for many years when I was then a member of the Cyrildene Shul as well. And what more can I say about her? What a wonderful woman. She passed away, I'm sure, at a very, very ripe old age. And I just want to take this opportunity of wishing the family a long life, and may they have no further sorrow. Now, Naama Notman, she also passed away 2 days ago, and her body was taken to Israel to be buried there. And I'm sure many of you may not know, but Naama Notman was the daughter of that wonderful author, Eliyahu Kitov. I'm sure many of you read many of his books on Judaism. She, in her own right, was an unbelievable artist. She designed all the logos, particularly there's the logo of the Union of Orthodox Synagogues. She was so well known in the community, and we want to wish their family as well. I think her daughter was married to the one Mandelberg, who was the late Rabbi Mandelberg's son. I'm sure many of you remember he was also married to Rabbi David Chazdan's sister, and Rabbi Mandelberg was the rabbi in Benoni many years ago as well. Now, to get on a very, very positive and happy note, please God, Mitz Hashem, tonight, where the chuppah will be taking place in the Gute Shore between Avi and Joanne Rosenthal. Avi Salatan is the son of Jonathan, Dr. Jonathan and Ilana Salatan, the grandson of Shabtai Salatan. I'm sure many of you know him, and Ronnie and Bernie Scher. And Joanne is the daughter of Neil and Pam Rosenthal, and the grandmother Myrna Rosenthal, and the great-grandfather Arnie Hammerschlag. So we want to wish the respective families a hearty Mazel Tov, and Ne'eman Beit Yisrael. I'm sure everyone wishes them well, on all the listeners of Chai FM, particularly from the Art of the Cantor, because Johnny Salatan is a well-known chazan. He used to be very involved at Pine Street Shul, and now with Keter Torah. And also 2 weeks ago, I mentioned, or a week ago it was, the birth of a granddaughter to Ronnie and Helen Raff, and that is to Adina and Gidon Norton. Now, why I mention this again is because they've named the granddaughter after Ronnie's late grandmother. Now, that is Sima Raff. Now, I don't know how many of you remember her. Now, Sima Raff and her late husband, Reuven, had a men's hairdressing salon, or today we used to call it nowadays a barber. And remember in Jeppe, the old Grand Station Hotel. I'm sure many of you remember it. And his barber shop was called the Grand Station Hairdressers. It was in Main Street, where just off John Page Avenue. And remember at the Grand Station Hotel, they had that very famous restaurant. It was started by the famous man, Norman Geffen. I'm sure many of you remember him, Norman Geffen. It was the Geffen's. They used to sell shrimps and prawns and all seafoods. It was so well patronized, they came from all over Johannesburg, even from Pretoria and the East and West Rand. You had to book to be there. It was named Norman's Grill. It really was the most popular restaurant in those days. I'm sure many of you remember it. And the person who ran it there was a gentleman called Tommy Bench. And he was the a famous boxer. And when he retired, he joined Norman Geffen, and he ran the restaurant Norman's Grill. So just wanted to mention it. Now, Sima Raff, as I mentioned, she lived until the age of 99. And in the last years, she lived at the Connoisseur Hotel. And she was the most impeccable dressed woman. Even at the age of 80 and 90, she always was perfectly dressed. She had her hair done. Every part was in its place. She was really unbelievable. And why I want to mention her as well, when her late husband had Reuven had the hairdressing, the barbershop in Jeppe. We all used to go there, by the way, as youngsters. They lived in Cyrildene in Dedick Avenue, and they didn't have a motor car, and of course she couldn't drive. But she would take a bus every day from Cyrildene to town, and from town, the center of town, to Jeppe. She would take a tram and get off there, just off the Jeppe station there where the tram stop was. You could take a Malvern tram, you could take a Biz Valley tram, or you could take a Kensington tram, because they all went the same route, and then they took their different ways to Malvern, Kensington, or Biz Valley. And she would make lunch and bring lunch for her husband every single day. It would be in a basket, and it would be wrapped up so it would be kept warm for him. Then she stayed with him until after they closed the barbershop in the evening, and then came back to Cyrildene in the evening. So I just wanted to mention this, because this to give the great-granddaughter now, the name Sima is really a schut, and please God, the chuppa umasim toy vim. Now, there's such a lot to talk about today, I really don't know where to start. But first of all, just to remind you, if you are aware, that yesterday was that very unfortunate day in the history of America, what was 9/11. I'm sure many of you remember when the Al-Qaeda, they flew a jet airplane into the Twin Towers, and so many thousands of people were killed. There was also an attack on the Pentagon, and I'm not going to go into all that history, but can you believe how time goes so quickly? It is now 11 years since 9/11. And of course, in that Twin Towers, there were a lot of Jewish who had businesses there, and somehow that day, a lot of them didn't go into the Twin Towers, or they were delayed or something, and thank God they were spared. But as I said, it was a tragic day in the history of America, because all those in the aeroplanes were killed, those killed in the Twin Towers, those who were attacked also at the Pentagon and other places as well. We're going to take an ad break, and we're coming back in a few moments.
He's called the Walking Human Encyclopedia, but here at Chai FM, you know him as Isaac Resnick. For a nostalgic walk down memory lane, catch Isaac Resnick Friday mornings at 9 a.m. And for the lowdown in the community, be sure to stay tuned for Talk of the Town, Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. What's going on in the community? Let's find out with Isaac Resnick.
So, I was talking all about 9/11 yesterday. Of course, it was a tragic day in the history of the United States. And, of course, Al-Qaeda was held responsible for it. But I'm not going to go into all those details as well. Now, as I said, I've got a lot to talk about this morning. Now, I also want to refer you to the latest Jewish report. And there's an article there called Ensuring the Legacy of Der Blinde Chazan Lives On. Now, this is about the Chazan. I'm sure many of you have heard of him or know of him, Cantor Immerman, A.B. Immerman. And he was born blind as a youngster. And his name is Avraham ben Avraham because his father died before he was born. And then his mother died of three or four years later. He was left an orphan, and he was sent to a family in Zastron in the Cape. And he was taught there by a Rabbi Yashavovitz, who taught him he was blind, remember this? He taught him to read, not to read, to memorize the whole of all the Torah, the Trop, the whole of all the Haftorahs, the Maftas, all the services, whether it was for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, whatever it was. He had the most phenomenal memory. Now, there's a couple, a lady called Lisa Chait, and she's just made the movie called The Legacy of Light, and Jeff Cohen, the director of education at Herzliya. Now, many of you, I'm sure, in the Cape, were taught by Chazan Immerman. I read the article. It said over 400 people or thousands of people were taught him by him, his bar mitzvah. And you just say when you were born, and you mention the date, and he'll tell you exactly what parsha it is, what mafta, what haftorah. Now, also, this there is going to be a launch of the film at the Garden Synagogue, at what was last week, and all funds were in aid of the Herzliya School. But also, in the Jewish Life magazine, there's an article about him called Finding the Light in the Darkness, the incredible story of Der Blinde Chazan, A.B. Immerman. It's an absolute gem to read. It says here he had memorized the entire Torah off by heart, including, quite incredibly, the Trop, as well as all of the synagogue services. By the time he was in his mid-20s, and went on to lead many congregations around the country. Now, I remember him very well. I had the occasion, the pleasure, the honor to meet him three or four times when he used to come to Johannesburg. He was related, or in some way, to the late Bernie Kossoff. So he would come to the Cyril Dean Shul, and he would daven there. And we were all sat. We were absolutely all inspired. We couldn't believe it. Came onto the bimah, and he just davened the whole service without a note, and no advocate being blind, nothing in front of him, because normally you could have Braille or read it from there. Absolutely perfect. The only thing he wasn't allowed to do, he wasn't allowed to read from the Torah, although he knew it off by heart, because it says in the actual Torah, anyone with a defect can't read the Torah. But he was allowed to teach bar mitzvah boys the mafta and also the haftorah. So it's an absolutely outstanding article. If you get hold of the Jewish Life magazine, turn to page 86 and find about the late A.B. Immerman. Now, I must just mention this, that after there's another chazan that I came across as well in America called Moshe Sorkis, S-O-O-R-K-I-S, also a blind chazan. Exact, very similar story, unbelievable. He could also do the whole of the service of any Yom Tovim. He knew exactly all the Haftorahs, the Muftis. I actually have recordings of him. I'm going to have them put onto a CD, and then in about two or three weeks' time after the Yom Tovim, I'll play it on my Art of the Cantor program, and then I'll give it out to the listeners who phone in once I've done that. But that'll be in about 3 or 4 weeks' time after the Yom Tovim have passed. So it's an excellent article. I actually tell you to please get hold of the magazine. Read it. It's unbelievable. It's just, you can't believe that a person like this, from the age from birth, born blind, a phenomenal memory like this. Right, now the other article that I want to refer to also in the Jewish Life magazine is called The World That Was. I don't know if any of you have seen it yet. It's all about the memories of Yovel, of yesteryear, are ingrained in the psyche of many South African Jews today. No variables, please. We remember just the tip of this much-loved South African shtetl's iceberg. I'm sure many of you have read it or seen it. There's a beautiful picture there of Fagel's shop. You remember that Fagel's shop that used to be in Raleigh Street, by the way? They got a picture here. It says Fagel's Deli on Rocky. It's not. It's Raleigh. And also they spelled Rocky wrong. They left out the E, but that's beside the point. I want you to refer the articles. I was interviewed on it, and I gave quite a bit of history in it, and I referred to Chandria Cerebro, who wrote the article, to also interview other people as well. She interviewed David Sachs, and she interviewed Rabbi and Mendel, Rebbetzin Mendel Lipska. It's excellent. Now, if you want to add anything to Yovel, please, have you got any memories? Did you live there? Did you grow up there? We'll come back to it, because I'm going to remember the Yovel swimming bowls, which was popular there, and some of the stores we had in Yovel. So we're just taking a break for a moment. We'll be back for a moment.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 High FM.
Now, I'm talking all about the world that was Yovel, an excellent article by Chandria Cerebro in the Jewish Life magazine. I refer to the picture of Fagel's there and on the in the article, which was in Raleigh Street, not Rocky Street. And then on the second page, the entrance to Fitz's Confectionery. I'm sure many of you remember him. He made the finest cakes. Particularly, he made what they called a Kranzkuchen. Unbelievable. And then there was the Masada, a picture there of the Masada restaurant, one of the early kosher restaurants in Johannesburg. Other than that was in Dorfontein. That's the Yovel, then later on. And we mentioned in the article all about Kaufman's. Remember Kofi's? They baked the best Hommentaschen in town. They were you know where the Oka Bazaars is now? But it was the Kaufman's had their bakery there before they built the Oka Bazaars. And then, of course, the Kaufmans moved on to Orange Grove, to Louis Botha Avenue. And then I mentioned the Yovel swimming baths. Remember in those days, that was the place where to meet. All the young couples would come there on a Sunday, and also those who were married come with their babies in the pram. It was an absolute get-together. It was the meeting place, the Yovel swimming bars. And, of course, Yovel was very well known for all the different shuls there. There was the Yovel shul. There was the Adasha Shurin. And, of course, we had that wonderful B'nai Akiva minyan. It was the finest services you could ever get. Unbelievable. And then going up the road there, just to Tarop Avenue in Berea, you had the Berea shul. The services there, as I've always mentioned, conducted by the late Chazan Mandel and late Rabbi Irma Aloyetz Hatzal. And then if you crossed over and you walked a little bit further, the Eitz Chaim Shul. But everything in Yeovil was unbelievable. And then later on came Tiffany's Bakery. I'm sure many remember the late Eddie and Elaine Tuden. Also outstanding cakes, etc. You had all the Yeovil Pharmacy with and Bellevue Pharmacy. Remember the late Les Pollen? I'm sure many remember. I mean, I could go on. And then, of course, I remember the Yeovil Cinema, the Yeovil Movie, the Yeovil Bioscope, as we call it. And it was on what we call Scotch Corner. Later, they rebuilt it. And then you had it. The guy changed it to the, that was Mr. Boxer, changed it to the Piccadilly Cinema, where they used to bring in all the foreign films. And the late Mr. Mendel Reback used to bring in the Yiddish films, and we had Yiddish film festivals shown there. So if you want to add anything for Yeovil, please, you can text 34519. And I do recommend that you read this magazine. It is unbelievable. Don't forget we had that Bernard Patley School there. That's where the Yeovil Shul was. I could go on and on, but leave it to the listeners to let us know what's happening. Now, I also want to tell you now some of the yahrzeits that are taking place or have taken place during this month of famous historical. There's on the 18th of Elul, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bezalel Lo, from 1520 to 1609, known as the Maharal of Prague. 20th of Elul, Rabbi Yosef Shlomo Kahneman, 1886-1969, the Ponover Zerov and Rosh HaYeshiva. Many of you have met him in the early days. He did come to South Africa quite often. He bought lots of property here. Eventually then, when he sold the property, he built the new Ponover Zeyeshiva in Israel, which is one of the top outstanding yeshivas in Israel. And I could go on about him, but I'm sure many of you do remember him. And then you had on the 20th of Elul, we've got Reb Eliyahu Lopian, 1876 to 1970, Rosh Yeshiva Eitz Chaim London, the Mashgiach Yeshivas Karf Hasadim in Israel. 24th of Elul, of course, Reb Yisrael Meir HaKohen Kagan, 1838-1933, known as the Chofetz Chaim. And you know, there was one student of his here in South Africa, I'm sure many of you remember, and that was Reverend Perlow. Yeah, now you remember he was the reverend there at the Emerentia Shul for many years, and he's the father-in-law, the late father-in-law of Maxi Klaas, of the Maxi's Butchery. And by the way, the great-grandson just celebrated, that's Jesse Klaas, his 21st birthday in Australia, and his son, the 50th birthday. And then on the 24th of Elul, as well, Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky, 1886-1976, Chazan, known as Chazan Yecheskel, Rov of Slutsk, Russia and London, United Kingdom. I could talk about him afterwards. We're taking a break. We're coming back thereafter.
A walk down memory lane with our very own Jewish encyclopedia. It's Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick, only on your station, 101.9 Chai FM.
So we're talking all about Yeovil, and I've got a texture that says, the article referring to checkers at Pesach time, the lady was Mrs. Florrie Cohen, not Ruby. And I remember very well, you would go into the checkers store there, and that was in Raleigh Street on the corner there, where the bank was across the road, the Standard Bank. And you could choose whatever you want, and you had Mrs. Cohen guiding you and telling you what was kosher, what wasn't kosher. That was only during the Pesach time. Very, very well known, very well beloved by the community then. And if you want to add anything on, please text us 34519. If you've got, I also want to mention, remember that famous men's store there where they sell all the school uniforms, Squires. I did mention it a week ago. That's where we used to go and get all our clothing just before Yontif, or we'd be going to town to McCulloch and Bothwell or to Markham's or to Hepworth's or to whatever the other stores there were. That was very, very well known, Squires. And then, of course, you had Grocer's Fisheries. You know, I mentioned that. That was across the road there, remember, from the near the swimming baths there. There are all other stores there as well. If you do want to mention them, please text 34519. Now, I'm going to talk about something else completely now. I want to mention an article that I read in the magazine called Tradition. Now, this is not a criticism. This is constructive. I just want to put the record straight and just get everybody to know the actual facts. Now, there's a line in there that says, it's called, the article's called Injustice for All. They're going to ensure that the new procedures at the Beth Din bring structure, order, and formless ways of working to what were before improvised or often haphazard processes and interactions. Now, I'm just going to give you a background to tell you that the Beth Din, how and what it was, and I'm going back to a good 50, 60 years up to about a year or two ago. Now, as an aside, I must mention, when Chief Rabbi Louis Rabinowitz came to South Africa, he was an absolute perfectionist. As a matter of fact, there was one other Chief Rabbi as well, and that was the late Chief Rabbi Cyril Harris. He was absolutely a perfectionist. He couldn't tolerate any imperfection. If you left out a comma or a dot, or you didn't cross a T, or if you organized something and it wasn't right. But Louis Rabinowitz was so perfect when he organized a function. For example, if we would have a Jewish ex-service leap program, which was broadcast live on SABC, it would start, say, at 5 o'clock on the dot. And he would see that it would finish exactly 6 o'clock on the dot, which would include the complete service conducted by Chief Cantor Israel Alter, a sermon given by himself, the actual mayoral procession coming into the shul. I'm sure many of you remember all the mayors came from all over the Johannesburg, Pretoria, the Reef, etc., all in there wearing their robes. He was a perfectionist. And when he praying the program, it was perfect. Everything was perfect. Now, why I mentioned is this, I'll come back now. When late Rabbi Aloy Zatzal came to South Africa, and he took over the Beth Din from a Reverend Lipschitz. Rabbi Aloy, this is in the late 1930s, he became the secretary of the Johannesburg Beth Din. And there, in those days, the chief rabbi was Chief Rabbi Yehub Leib Landau, and you had the Av Beth Din was Rabbi Yitzhak Kosofsky. Now, Rabbi Aloy was an absolute perfectionist to his fingertips, and he got his training as a young boy. He worked in a bank. And he also did a correspondence course in bookkeeping with Rabbi Boruch Halevi Epstein. Now, I'm sure many of you know who he is. If you don't, he is the author of that Torah Tamima. And Rabbi Aloy, when he came, he restructured all the records at the Beth Din, which was then housed in Raleigh Street in Yeovil in a house. And then he did all the filing, and to this very day, you can go to any file. If, say, you're looking for a file of Gittin going back 30, 40 years, or Brit Milah's files, or the adoption files, there in Rabbi Aloy's handwriting, everything is recorded perfectly. And if he organized a Din Torah, it was perfect. Now, why I mention this is because there's an article which I've got, which I'll make public, written by Chief Rabbi Louis Rabinowitz of blessed memory, paying tribute to Rabbi Loy for his absolute, perfect, and impeccable, I don't know what other adjectives to use, the way he ran the Beth Din. Rabbi Rabinowitz says it was an absolute pleasure to work with him because everything was perfect. If you knew there's going to be a Den Torah at 10:30, everybody had to be there. They were notified timelessly. Everything was prepared. The Dayanim didn't walk into something which was open. You know, they had to read up and get all their... Everything was ready for them. And in those days, the Dayanim were as follows. You must realize we had top Dayanim there. There was the Chief Rabbi Louis Rabinowitz. Sitting there was Rabbi Yitzhak Kosofsky. And there was Rabbi A.H. Lappin and Rabbi Loy as the secretary there. And of course, later on came in Rabbi Rosenzweig. When Rabbi Rabinowitz retired, he became the Rosh Beth Din. So, and he said that the records were impeccable. They were absolutely perfect. Now, when Rabbi Aloy retired, the secretary was taken over, secretaryship was taken over by Rabbi Dr. Dennis Isaacs. Now, Dr. Dennis Isaacs got his training from Louis Rabinowitz because he was the understudy to Chief Rabbi Rabinowitz at the Great Synagogue. So he was also very bidiyuk. He really was strict on everything, and everything was perfect. As I said, everything recorded, he was timelessly, everything was prepared. So that was in the past. So I'm not talking about the future, I'm not criticizing, I just wanted to tell you how it was structured then, because I was very involved then as well. And so just to put the record straight, as I said, this is not criticism as such, this is constructive to tell you what was. Things may have changed since Rabbi Isaac has passed away. I can't vouch for that because I'm not involved there as such. So please, I want you to please know the facts. We're taking a break. We're back in a few moments.
You're listening to Talk of the Town with Isaac Resnick on 101.9 High FM.
So if you just tuned in, I was talking all about the structure of the Johannesburg Beth Din, not as a criticism, but as a constructive criticism to tell you how it worked, and gave you a background of the training of the late Rabbi Aloy and Rabbi Dr. Dennis Isaacs. And as I said, I can't talk for the present now since Dr. Isaacs passed away, but in those days it was impeccable. As I said, Louis Rabinowitz, in an article who pays tribute to Rabbi Aloy, said the Beth Din was so impeccably run, it was so perfect, he couldn't fault it. Now, just to tell you some events that are taking place, and then the National Geographic documentary, Before the Blood, with Leonardo DiCaprio, will be this Wednesday the 13th, that's tomorrow night, at 7:30 p.m. This Sunday the 17th, at 7:30, Louise Bethlehem, Miriam Makeba sings in Hebrew, The History of a Controversy. And this is all at the Cyril Harris Community Center, and which is in Glenove Road. You can phone Hazel or Renee on 011-728-808-8378. And there's a charge of 80 Rand or 70 Rand, depending on the evening, refreshments included. To remind you, we have the Reflections of the Past Friday morning at 9 to 10. And then on Sunday evening is the first night of Slichot. So for Sunday, my Arts of the Cantor program, I'm going to play a brand new CD that I've just received with Chazan Benzion Miller, the complete Slichot service. All that remains for me is to thank Craig for controlling. To go well, have a wonderful day, enjoy the rest of the week.